Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. I am Kathy Prohoroff, and in this podcast, I like to unveil all the truths of the stresses in our lives as women who are dealing with thinking that we're not good enough, that we have to find that good enough role inside of a weight loss program or a fitness plan or being loved enough. And today I want to dive deeper into this topic. So welcome. I'm so thankful that you're here listening. And I know that since you are here listening, that this message is for you and you're here for a reason. So I have been on this journey for seems like forever now, but it's, for lack of a better description, a spiritual type of awakening. And I say this really not 100% in love with that title, but what I've been looking is the deeper part of things. Like, why have I been doing things this way? Why has life been showing me the examples it's been showing me? And I'd like you to look at your own life and what life has been showing you, whether that is in the challenges, the struggles, the lessons, right? And all of the above, as well as the successes and the joys and the blessings, because we all have a little bit of all of these. And it's where we focus in on most that will define how we feel most of the time. But if we're not happy with the things that aren't moving in the direction of our decision and our hearts, we can always make a shift. So today what I want to talk a little bit about is stress. And I don't mean it in the term of stress, say, oh, I'm stressed out. What I want to dive into is that what stress is at the core, you know, where stress comes from and what it does for us instead of against us. Because if you've not heard my story before, I'm not going to go deep into it. You could go back into previous podcast episodes on how I share my life story, the struggles I've gone through. I've gone through a lot of anxiety and panic in my younger years. And that stemmed from many fears, many doubts, feeling that I definitely was not good enough, which many of us struggle with. The first time I really was able to dive deeper into that was when I found Brené Brown. If you've not heard her, her teachings, read her books, I would encourage you to go check her out. She has a YouTube, I think it was a TED Talk, episode on shame. And she talks deeply about not feeling good enough, which many of us have an issue with. And in that, we build up these voices in our heads, or these voices tell us that we're not good enough. You know, we haven't achieved what we are supposed to, quote unquote, or maybe someone was very critical of us in our past. Could have been a parent, a teacher, a boss, a coworker, somebody in a relationship we were with. For whatever reason, we might have this feeling of I'm not good enough. So stress per se can come from life. Obviously, you're overwhelmed with life, you're running through life, you know, and we've all been there. If you're there right now, great. This is a good reminder of maybe what to focus in on why that's happening. But stress comes at us and we just react to how that feels. And for me, this was the truth. I dealt with it in anxiety. So, you know, I had trouble breathing and my mind would go frantic and I thought I was dying and everything felt like so chaotic. And I literally felt like I was going to die. Like my life was going to end because it was so overwhelming. I didn't think I can take any more of it. And it is in that panic and that confusion and the chaos that I created my own version of how I handled it. And I handled it in this anxiety trigger. So I would have quick triggers of stress because I was still dealing with the stresses of the unknowns and not feeling good enough and everything I just spoke about. But the problem was, is it became quicker to get from point A to point B. I'd get a trigger because something would stress me out. It was overwhelming or whatever. And I go extremely to the point, the, you know, point Z, where I was in a panic. So in the beginning stages of stress, you know, we tend to walk through a little bit slower because, oh my gosh, I'm feeling stressed. Maybe our body gets tense. Maybe we get a little headache. Maybe we are short with people, short-tempered with the people in our lives. Maybe we reach for things that we shouldn't have to numb us, which is another factor that I've dealt with for many years. Maybe it's overeating, you know, emotional eating, compulsive eating, or maybe drinking, maybe turning to drugs, whether they're prescription or non-prescription drugs, medications, things that are not healthy for us. It could be anything, maybe gambling, right? It could be activities, sexual activities. It could be really anything that is not conducive with what you want to do at a higher level, right? The more you do that thing, the less likely you are to have a successful, joyful life. And that led me, obviously, I dealt with panic. I just spoke about, I also dealt with overeating, emotional eating, which led to extreme weight gain up and down. Then I'd go on a diet, which is, you know, the opposite spectrum of what we're, you know, told to do because, hey, you're gaining weight. This is what you do. You just stop eating, exercise all day long and you'll lose the weight. But we're not dealing with the issue. So all that being said, stress is it's like an alarm system. It's an alarm of something isn't right. And our internal body and our internal spirit that, like I spoke about, that spiritual awakening type of mentality, that spirit side of us is trying to get our attention. Something is out of balance. And that could mean that we're overwhelmed with life or the unknowns or the fears. Many times we can break stress down to just afraid. We're afraid of what's going to happen if the worst case scenario, right? Maybe it's I'm gaining weight, for example, and I'm stressed out because I keep turning to foods because I'm overwhelmed with life and I'm tired and I have so many things to do. So I keep turning to food and my weight keeps going up. So now I'm stressed. I'm scared that what if I don't stop? What if I can't stop? And so there's always that next level fear that we don't look at. We know it's there in the back of our head. So that's why it incorporates into stress. So we just feel that anxious feeling, that kind of, you know, just that feeling of something's not right. And it can react in different ways. For me, again, it was anxiety. For you, it can be other ways, other you know, results. And it could lead to, again, bad habits, or just pretending that it doesn't exist so that other health issues are, you know, created from that over time. So no matter what, like whatever the issues that you're dealing with stress and whatever stress has resulted in your life, in your body, and where you are today, all of that doesn't matter. The good thing is that all we have to do is look at the stress. Put a light on it, like shine a light on the things that we don't want to look at. And that's hard. That's a stress. I mean, think about, I know for when our family, we were doing very well financially. I want to say like 2005 to 2008, we were doing very well. And I mean, we were just, you know, running on high, and it was an exciting time. We had young kids, but life was good. Business was great. We were both just doing so well and buying things and just celebrating life and going on trips. So things were really well. And then at the point of the 2008, 2009, you know, the crash, the big housing crash, and everything kind of dropped, the bottom dropped out. My husband's business went very, very, you know, almost shut down at that point. It's, you know, at this time, and he's gone on to other ventures. But at that point in time, it was like the bottom just dropped out on us. And it was this huge fear of, oh my gosh. So, you know, everything we had been buying before, trying to keep up with that and lifestyles, it wasn't in balance anymore. So, you know, you're going into debt, you're maxing out credit cards, things start to go out of balance very quickly. And this could be in any topic of your life. I'm using finances as an example, because I think for most of us, we can relate to any time in our life when you know, whether it's now or at a time before, hopefully not in the future, that we can relate with not having enough money, you know, being in debt, not knowing where the next paycheck's going to come from, not knowing how you're going to pay your mortgage and your bills and everything else and go to the store and worry if your credit card's going to go through. I mean, all of these things, I'm sure you can relate to some extent. Some of us more than others, but the problem is not that that thing is the stress. It's that we don't want to look at it, like the reason for it. Obviously, for us, we were overspending, not making as much as we had been making previously, but we kept living our high, you know, lifestyle, and we soon found out that that wasn't working. There was no balance. We had to, you know, make some adjustments, and we needed to look at what was not working. And had we looked at that sooner, the imbalance wouldn't have been so great to us, and we could have shifted a lot easier. So it's really important to understand, for the sake of stress alone, stress is a fear. It's a trigger. It's an internal signal, an alarm signal of something's not right. I don't feel right about something. Something that's moving right. Or maybe it's a fear that I have from a previous result in my life or a previous belief that I have that could not be true. But long story short, all of this just comes down to the fact that we need to look at what is in front of us. I feel stress, not, oh my gosh, I'm going to reach for that chocolate bar and drink a glass of wine, and I'm going to keep doing the opposite of what I should be doing, which is to just look at, why am I feeling stressed? What is going on? Okay, I am not feeling comfortable in this relationship. What is it about this relationship? And then diving into that. Or I don't feel good about my job right now. It's bringing me stress. Okay, how and what do I need to change so that I could feel better? Do I need to leave? Do I need to just make some adjustments? Do I need to go ask my boss to, you know, make some improvements inside of my work space? Whatever the issues are, obviously they're all personal based on each situation and each of us as individuals, but we need to look at it and we need to make an assessment and we need to take action on that thing, because that stress is only going to increase over time, and it will lead to bigger issues in the long run. So I want you to today, for today's message, is to look at the areas that you are feeling triggered. And if you can't figure it out right now, maybe you're just happy right now, everything's going great, you're like, Kathy, I feel good, don't know what you mean, can't remember a time I felt stressed, which I know is a lie, but we'll pretend that that's, you know, the scenario. I want you to consider keeping a journal handy, or even your phone. I mean, who needs a journal anymore? I love to write on pen and paper. I love to write on paper with my pen. It just, there's something very cathartic about it. It's healing for me. It really releases things that I'm dealing with and going through in my brain on paper. So if you don't have to do that and you're okay writing in your phone, that's perfect too. But what it is taking note, whether it's on paper or on your phone, on the notes section, or whatever, your laptop, taking note of the issues in your life that create stress, that you notice, my shoulders are tense, my jaw is clenched, I'm having all these thoughts and feelings of dread, I'm reaching for the foods, I'm eating the chocolates, I'm grabbing the drinks, I can't wait to just sit and veg in front of the TV because I can't deal. So looking at when those type of situations happen, what is going on in that moment? And I have to tell you, sometimes this takes some time. So don't be in a rush to get to that end zone of like, what is that underlying stress? Don't be in such a hurry, because chances are it's taken time to fester and grow. And again, when I was in my panic, I went from point A to point Z in a matter of seconds, where in the beginning, had I sat down and really looked at the issues that were stressing me out, I could have dealt with them sooner and it wouldn't have even been a big deal. But since I ignored them and then I, you know, overate and, you know, got stressed out with my kids and my husband and whoever else and didn't deal with things, you know, dug my head in the sand and pretended like there was nothing there, there were no problems there, I only created a bigger and bigger problem. And especially how I was triggered became such an all-time high. Like my body was just signaling, you know, send in the troops. Something is really wrong now. So I would like you to not go there. That's not a good place to go. I remember thinking, I don't wish this feeling on my worst enemy of dealing with the panic and the anxiety. It's a very scary place to be, but it is fear at an all-time high. So stress is basically our fears. It's the unknowns. It's I'm not comfortable with something. And sometimes it means understanding, maybe reshifting our belief system so that we can understand it better and not feel that stress. Or maybe it's making the adjustments in our life because something's not congruent with what we feel is important to us, right? It's not our heart. And another issue might be that we're thinking too much. I know I'm a thinker. I love to plan things and work things out. But sometimes we need to lead with our heart and look at where's our intuition and our spirit leading us first, and then our brain can work out the details. But if our brain's always doing the job, we're going to run into stresses because our brain is supposed to work things out, but our heart is supposed to lead us. So if you're not leading with your heart and you're feeling the stress, again, start taking these notes. Start just being a detective and figuring out, well, where is this coming from? What could be the problem? What's stressing me out about work? Or what's stressing me out about my current schedule? Maybe right now I'm not feeling like I'm taking care of me because I'm taking care of everybody else. Why is it that I'm taking care of everybody else? Well, because I have a family and I have a job and I have this and I have that. Those are all excuses. We have to go lower. We have to go deeper. So why do I feel the need that I have to please all these people, take care of all these people, right? If they're your children and they're not able to take care of themselves yet, then yes, that is your job. I mean, you should be doing that. But if it's an adult or even your adult grown children that or your spouse or your significant other or your parents or your friends or your coworkers or whoever in your life that you're caretaking that you are not responsible for, right? It's not your job. You need to back off and ask yourself, why do I feel the need that I have to earn their love? You don't have to earn anything. You already are. And that is the game changer. And we'll go into that on another topic because I don't want to go too far away from this stress topic. But if you feel that you have to earn somebody's love, you have to earn something and you're working as hard as you can to get there, you're never going to get there. Because here's the thing, you already are. You're already a member of this planet Earth, of the human race. You already have all that you need to have everything that you desire. But you're just not putting it in perspective. You're trying to earn it from somebody else's power. And that is robbing your joy and your power and your independence. So again, the stress is just a signal that all of these areas are misaligned, or some of these areas are misaligned. And we just have to go and figure out, what can I replace? How can I reshift? It's just bringing things back into balance, having that feeling of ease. When you wake up in the morning, you feel at ease. As you go through your day, you notice if a trigger happens, okay, why did that happen? Should I react? Should I respond? Should I assess and change something? And then I find that ease again. And if you're not sure and you don't know how to get through all this, I would encourage you, maybe just sit down and take a few deep breaths. Maybe work on some meditation in some times of the day, parts of the day that you have time. 5 to 10 minutes of meditation changes your life. But you have to be consistent, just like anything else. And if it's deeper traumatic issues that you're trying to fight against and you just feel like you keep hitting your head against the wall, maybe seek out therapy. Work with a professional. There's areas in a lot of our lives that we can't do it by ourselves. And you know what? That's okay. It's actually a necessity, because then you'll be able to walk further than you've ever walked before. But you just need somebody to hold your head and guide you through the unknowns, right? What the things that maybe you've gone through that aren't, that should not have been done, right? You should not have been having to deal with that. So you need a little bit more guidance on how to get past that. It's not just as easy as, oh, I'm going to do a few deep breaths and meditations and I'm going to get over this. So obviously, you know, the depth of your stresses, your triggers, but I do hope that this message today brought you just a little of a aha moment of, that's maybe why I haven't been feeling so at ease in my life or my day or my job or my relationship or whatever. Your joy is more important than feeling that stress. So understanding where that's coming from so you can deal with it and move on. And again, deal with it means you deal with what you need on the level of that experience, stress, trauma, whatever that is. So breathing deep breaths, meditation, working through your assessments, working with a coach, going to therapy, working with a professional, you figure out what that is going to entail to free you. Because once you're free, then you can move to the next. It's like you're leveling up. You're like playing a video game and you're leveling up. And it's all part of life and growth and understanding that that is going to empower you. It is not going to deflate you and make you less than and I'm not good enough. You're actually better than before because now your blade has been sharpened. You now have experience and you have that within you to guide yourself, maybe others in the future. But whatever it is, it makes you more, not less. So never let that be an area to pull you back. You are always deserving. And again, you already have everything within you. I believe in you. I want you to have that full faith and belief in yourself as well. So again, thank you today for listening. I hope this message was impactful. If you know someone who would benefit from this message, please feel free to share this podcast episode with them or share it on social media. I definitely love that. And by all means, leave me a review if you found this beneficial or if you found that there was something I could have done better. I would love to hear all, and I appreciate your feedback. Until the next time, have a beautiful rest of your day or night, and I will see you in the next episode.